We're going to go over to Newaygo County right now.
Run up to Frankenmuth, Michigan.
But we're going to run down to Birmingham right now, Birmingham, Michigan.
We're up at Northwood University. And
we're going to go over to South Haven, Delaney, Eastern Michigan University.
You'll be hearing us from all over the place, but that's the beauty of this broadcast.
Now, from the studios in downtown Lansing, it's Chris Holman's Business Beat.
Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier is sitting in for Chris Holman. No, not out on the road. I'm in our 617 Seymour Avenue studios, just north of the State Capitol Building, downtown Lansing, Michigan. And in the studio, we have one of our partners, our friends from MishBio. Welcome into the studio, Stephen Rapundolo, PhD, President and CEO of MishBio. They're based out of Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Hello there.
Excellent. Welcome back. And, well, I understand that you're gearing up for a great event that's coming up in October, an Academic Drug Discovery in Michigan Symposium presented by MishBio and URC, the University Research Corridor. So could you elaborate and let the Michigan business community in on that upcoming event?
Sure thing. So this is the second event. We had our first one a couple of years ago here, in fact, in the East Lansing area. But basically, the premise for this event is more and more what's happening in biomedical research and pharmaceutical research primarily is that much of the drug discovery is now moving earlier into the academic research arena. And it's almost as if it's sort of an adjunct to, you know, traditional private sector pharmaceutical development. And so over the course of a number of years, the three URC schools, Michigan, Michigan State, and Wayne State, have built a rather robust academic drug discovery research enterprises. And the intent was to try to gather those activities and those partners, as well as others from around the state, along with folks from the pharmaceutical industry side, to talk about the various discoveries going on, the development efforts to bring new drug therapies to the clinic and ultimately to patients.
Excellent. And so URC was the first time around as well. This has been a collaboration.
Yes,
both
they've
times?
They've been a partner co-host with us right from the get-go. And we're glad to obviously have them along again. This year's event is actually going to take place at Wayne State University mm-hmm. in Detroit. It's going to be a day-long affair, a little bit different focus than the first one in the sense that it'll be primarily, we'll spotlight the academic drug discovery enterprises themselves mm-hmm. and what's going on at the three different URC schools. So we have a variety of speakers from those institutions covering sort of various types of therapies. So everything from your traditional small molecule, you know, aspirin type
yes.
drugs to gene therapy and even drugs that are being derived from natural products. So as to provide people a real sort of diversity of the type of discovery work going on.
And that is on October 10th.
October 10th. It's going to be at the Student Center at Wayne State University.
And how might folks go about registering to attend?
Well, they can go to our events calendar on www.michbio.org, and they'll find all the information regarding registration, the program, and so forth.
All right. And short time, still a set, but I understand there's also the exhibit table registrations through September 21st?
There is, as well as we intend to have posters.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking academic investigators and their research teams to submit that. It should be a great program. We've got a great keynote coming from the University of Virginia, a distinguished professor, John Lazo, who's mm-hmm. going to be talking about how Virginia has brought their academic drug discovery research efforts into partnerships or into a consortium, something that we're thinking about as well.
Excellent. Yes. And so that one-day symposium, it includes the session presentations, panel discussions, poster presentations, exhibit opportunities, and it'll be followed by a reception as well.
Indeed. So certainly the academic institutions, folks from industry, but also contract research organizations, service providers, everybody's welcome to come and attend and participate.
All right. And Michigan has a diverse set of industries that all are interested in and love to be aware of the academic drug R&D activities because that branches into advancements in medical progress in Michigan.
Well, indeed, and Michigan has had a long-standing legacy in pharmaceutical research, pharmaceutical discovery. You know, some really important drugs have been discovered here, both at the academic institutions and as well as in private industry. Lipitor, for example, cisplatin is another cancer drug that was discovered many years ago. So there's a whole host of discoveries made here, and investigators are continuing to do so.
Excellent. How many exhibitors are you anticipating? Are we talking a dozen, three dozen?
Probably so. Probably about a dozen or so. This is not a huge affair. We're probably expecting, you know, a couple of hundred or so people.
All right. And what time registration and doors open for the event? Probably about 8:30 or so on that day?
Yes. So the welcome remarks and are going to start at 8:30. So registration will probably be open at 7:30.
Excellent. Well, we are looking forward to that. So again, there's a lot of great information. We'll include the link from MishBio on our website, exhibits, table registration, poster abstracts. Get those submitted by September 21st and head to Wayne State University on October 10th as we're looking forward to the Academic Drug Discovery in Michigan Symposium presented by MishBio and URC, the University Research Quarter. Thank you so much, Dr. Rapundolo.
Glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Once again, we've been speaking with Stephen Rapundolo, PhD, President and CEO of MishBio, based out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. We'll be back with more on Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.